You're listening to The Tao of Indifference, sex, dating, and relationship advice for an indifferent world.
When it's time to get it, so lit when it's scientific. One box, one mind to fit in, won't shock the entire city. That's wrong, don't say you're different. That's smart, just keep it hidden. That's right, much like the sinning. That's tight, just like the rhythm. That far, don't mind the minute. That heart, don't shine the biggest. That start, just like the finish.
I'm Demetrius, he's Delaney, and we are the Tao of Indifference, and we just want to tell you that we hope you had a great Valentine's Day.
Oh yeah, we do. Hope you had a good one.
Yeah, why not, right? I hope, and if you didn't have a good Valentine's Day, I hope you got all the half-price chocolate the next day, because...
Oh yeah.
That's really the only, that's the best part, like... The fact that everything goes on sale makes it the best thing ever. But you know, Delaney, there's some people right now who, even though we just got finished celebrating the Day of Love, are contemplating ending a relationship.
Pretty sad.
So that's what today's topic is. Today I wanted to answer a question, because sometimes we like to talk about a topic, and I've been so busy at work, my day job, that I haven't had time to think of anything. So what better thing to do than to answer a question? And this one is not from a reader. This one I just pulled from the Dating Advice subreddit. And this question really stood out for me because, first of all, it's like literally days after Valentine's Day. You're talking about wanting to break up, and you posted it 6 hours ago as of Friday at like 7. So I wanted to answer this question. All right, so the question comes from user EwoKing244A, and the question is, how should I break up with my girlfriend? To make a long story a little less long, my current relationship is not going well. My girlfriend and I have been dating for 3.5 years, and I have loved and will cherish these past years for my life. I am now in my second year of college, 7 hours away from her and home. Since I've left for school, we have drifted further and further apart. I feel different about her now, and I wish I didn't, but I do. I have recently come to the conclusion that it's not fair to make her think my feelings are still the same as they were a year ago. I care about her too much to do this to her any longer. So, here's why I'm here. I wanted to know people's opinions on how I plan on telling her my feelings. She had recently planned on making the 7-hour trip to come see me next weekend. I thought about telling her then, but I didn't know if it would be in bad taste with the 7-hour drive back, but is calling still not the right way? I'm asking people, if your partner broke up with you, would you rather make a 7-hour drive to see them and have them call off your relationship out of the blue once you're there? Or would you rather them call you and explain over the phone rather than make you drive 7 hours away and then drive 7 hours back? Or is there a better solution I'm not thinking of? I just want to do this in the easiest way possible, even though neither way will be easy on either of us. You know what I was thinking when I was reading it? I have, like, the best solution, but I'm gonna start with what you shouldn't do. First of all, you can tell this guy's young, like, he's clearly, like, 20 years old, because...
He's the second year of college.
Yeah, well, you never know, but... That part, yeah, he could be 30 and it's his second year of college. But the reason why I think he's young is because there's something that he said that stood out to me. He said that breaking up with her would be out of the blue, which that's like a very young person thing to do, where your feelings for someone change and you've been with them for years and now you're just surprising them suddenly. That's very much like an immature thing to do. And not immature like in a hurtful, spiteful, on purpose way, but it's very much like, I am 19 years old and my feelings for you changed really quickly, but I don't know how to process that, so I'm just not going to say anything, and then I'm just going to break up with you a year later, you know?
Yeah.
So that really stood out.
That's very true, because I went through that when I was about that age as well.
Yeah, I did too. Like, one minute I like a girl, and next I'm like, oh, I don't like this person at all. Like, what was I thinking? Like, that never happens to me anymore because, you know, I'm an adult now. I'm an adult with grown boy feelings. Besides that, though, it's just so... messy. This whole situation is messy. So for starters, what you should not do is have your current girlfriend drive 7 hours to see you, not knowing that you're going to break up with her, and then you break up with her, and then send her home to drive 7 hours distraught. You know? Like, that's ridiculous.
Yeah,
that's not smart. That's not a wise choice, sir. I think that's a bad idea. I'm guessing you're on board with that, Delaney?
Yeah, I agree. I just feel like, you know, unless she knows other people wherever university you're at, that's, like, completely unfair. Like, here they are making a journey of love to see you. 7 hours is a long time, though. if someone made me drive all the way 7 hours, I'm like, you know how much money I just spent on gas? Like, I would ask for a refund. I'm like, can I get my money back?
I drove 7 hours here. This is how much it cost me in gas. This is how much I paid in tolls. I need a refund for dating you. So I'm glad you make the point about, like, the distance. There's, like, one time when somebody invited me somewhere to break up with me, and it was, like, an inconvenient train ride to Williamsburg. And I still talk about that story. Like, it still bothers me that she made me go to Williamsburg when I was in my apartment. And she could have just called me. And I had been dating her for, like, less than a month. So I can only imagine if I was dating someone for 3 years and they were like, drive 7 hours to Wilmington. Oh, great. Great to see you. Listen, it's over. I don't feel the same way that I felt about you when I was 17. My bad. Things have changed. Like, that's so terrible. Why would you do that, sir? Bad idea. So, do you know what the bright idea is?
What is your bright idea?
And it actually comes from something that's happened in my life. So I'll tell you and America, or the English-speaking world. I don't want to limit you guys to America. I know I have some folks from London who listen. I'll tell you the last time I did a breakup, and I'm going to spare you details, but this is what you do when you're going to break up with somebody. You go to them. You don't have them come to you. It's that fucking simple. Like, not every time, but the last time I went through a breakup where I instigated the breakup, I was like, first of all, I pre-warned, I'm like, listen, we have to have a conversation, you might not like it, and I basically was like, yo, heads up, I'm not coming over for a fucking song and dance and, you know, or watching Netflix and chill, I'm coming over to talk, and it's gonna be not good news. And then I went there, and then I broke up with her, and then I had a conversation after the breakup, because you don't just, like, walk away from a breakup, you don't say, yo, it's over, unless they're, like, a terrible person, in which case you wouldn't even go to their place, you know. So you meet them, is what I did. I went to her place. I broke up with her. I spoke with her after it. I sort of, like, talked it through, like, why this and that. And then I left. So that way she was in her comfortable space where, you know, one would hope that minimized some things. And that's how you do a breakup. You go to them. So that's what I would suggest. I would suggest that you be the person. It makes no sense for her to drive to your college and to be broken up with. One, because, like, don't be a dick. Don't have your girlfriend do that. Two, she has nothing there for her besides you. Three, you have stuff there for you if you drove out. So if you drove the 7 hours, you're like, yo, girlfriend, I have to break up with you, da-da-da, it's over. That's your hometown. You can go home to your parents. And then you can drive up on Sunday. Like, you can drive down on Friday and drive up on Sunday. Ah, oh, man. I feel good.
That's good. I actually just learned from you.
But yeah, no, that's the thing, really. It's, you know, you're 20, so I'll give you a pass on, like, should I have my girlfriend drive 7 hours? No! Man, that's fucked up. I would say because you've been dating her for 3 years, calling would just be, like, it would just be insensitive to what you were. You know, it's sort of, like, very inconsiderate to what you were and the life that you built together. I mean, I know you're young and it's not like you, like, built a family, but that's still your friend, you know? Like, you've known somebody for almost 4 years. That person's probably pretty close to you, and you're probably pretty close to them. What you should also do, besides driving up, is, like, pre-warn her, like, yo, listen, I'm coming up, I want to drive to see you, but I feel like we need to have a conversation, it's serious. Or maybe not, maybe you don't do that because it's a 7 hour drive. But you could just say, hey, I want to hang out, I want to see you, I'm driving up, and I just wanted to talk to you. I'm trying to figure out the line where you don't want to just make somebody feel anxious for what you want to talk about, but you also don't want to catch them off guard.
Yeah.
Because we need to talk is just so terrifying to hear. But you also don't want to just be like, oh, hey, the last time we spoke, it was all lovey-dovey, and now I'm breaking up with you. There has to be a middle ground. The middle ground would be if you were mature and you had been telling her, listen, my feelings have been changing, I don't know, and laid that groundwork. So yeah. If you had been honest from the jump, then you wouldn't have to just surprise her. So maybe you might just have to surprise her.
Maybe. I was thinking a way of he can work that he can word it. Maybe he can say something like, hey, it's been a while since we've seen each other. I think I have a lot of things to discuss. You know, just want to do it face-to-face.
That is good. That's better. That's better than what I would do.
Because you're not necessarily saying it's good. You're not saying it's bad. So they're not going to be like, oh my God, what is it? What is it?
Oh, that's
good. Oh, you know, it's right. He's right. It has been 6 months since we've last seen each other. We should talk in person.
Yeah, that's good. Was it 6 months? Or were we just making that up?
I don't know.
Yeah, we're just making that up. Yeah. That's a good point, though. I like that. I like it because it's fairly neutral, but it also could be like, she could probably put together like, okay, this is about us. There's long distance.
Yeah.
And, you know, whatever the reason, just be honest. I mean, the reason that you even want to break up with her is probably because there is so much distance between you two, like, and there's nothing wrong with saying that, like, yo, you're 7 hours away, I can't see you as much as I want to, and that's changed how I feel, you know? Some people some attraction is based on proximity, and, you know, there's some people who can be away from their partner for months, and there's some people who can't handle it, you know, like, a week apart, so, and there's nothing wrong with either way, you know? I could not date somebody for 4 years and not be able to see them on a weekly basis, on a pretty regular basis, without having to drive 7 hours. Like, that, I couldn't do that. And I'm 31 years old, so there's nothing, like, it's not like it's some, that part does not make you immature in the slightest, like, trust me, like, there's nothing wrong with that. What would be wrong is the whole, like, having her drive up. That would be a terrible idea.
Yeah, that'd be horrible.
Yeah.
There's no way of defending that, you know? If she says, like, why'd you make me drive? You can't even defend yourself.
He's like, well, I didn't want to surprise you. But I wanted to surprise you when I saw you in person. I wanted to just see your spirit be crushed, and then you have to turn around and drive 7 hours. Oh.
Imagine, like, just driving, you're crying, you're probably almost hitting things, like, passing red lights.
Or just, you know, you're, like, tired because you get broken up with, and you probably have, like, a 2-hour conversation, and then you're like, you know what, I'm going home. So you've been up for, like, 9 hours, then you have to be up for 7 hours of just straight driving. Like, no, man, that's terrible. Let's make it more general. I think if you are in a similar situation where, if you've been dating someone and you're like, that's your boyfriend or a girlfriend, you should break up with them in person, and you really should be doing it, like, on their home turf, or, like, a safe space for them, like, someplace where they're comfortable. Like, hey, we need to talk, I'm gonna come over to you, not, hey, we need to talk, you come to me, then you have to get your ass in a cab. As a good rule of thumb, if you're gonna do the breaking up, as long as they are not, like, a bad person, like, if they're a shitty person, if you lived in Brooklyn, I would invite them to the Cloisters and then break up with them there and then, you know, go home by myself. Like, but I like spite. I thrive on spite. Hatred is underrated. I'm just saying. Taking joy from the suffering of others really is one of my favorite joys. It's my favorite type of joy. Just be decent. Like, and honestly, you know, I'm more and more in favor of the phone call breakup. So if he was in a similar situation where, if you're in a similar situation where you're not going to see your partner for a very long time, and you want to break up with them in a, like, because there's, like, a time-sensitive reason. So say you decided you wanted to break up with your partner on New Year's Eve because he made out with somebody else, right? Or he told you that he changed his mind about wanting to have kids and that's a deal-breaker for you. Whatever. Something like that. And you won't see him until Valentine's Day. Like, for some reason, he's out of town for a month and 2 weeks. What you don't do is wait for them to come back. Especially for something like that. Like, I knew I was going to break up with you for 6 weeks. I'm breaking up with you on Valentine's Day. I think at that point, like, if you're not going to see them for a month, you can just call them.
Especially on, like, some people don't care, but a lot of people do care about, like, holidays and special events. You don't want to do it on a holiday or a special event.
Yes. Oh, my God. No, definitely not. Not on the day of. That would be terrible.
Like,
or like a birthday.
I've been broken up with on my birthday, but I've been broken up with close to my birthday, and I was kind of like, why don't you do this way before my birthday so I could have time to process it?
Yeah. So would you rather be broken up closer to your birthday or after your birthday?
Afterwards.
Oh, see, I would much rather.
No, November 20th, please tell me.
Wait.
December 1st.
So if you, yeah, okay. So,
yeah.
All right, what about 2 weeks before your birthday?
That's fine. It's just like, if it's in a week, you know, I need at least a week to be like, okay, I'm okay now.
Oh, okay.
Still enjoy myself.
So are we making like a ruling that 7 days, within a 7-day span of a birthday, don't break up with them, wait till after, or like a holiday or whatever? Yeah. You know what? No. Let's make specific rules. 7 days before a birthday, for a holiday, holiday, always do it before the holiday. Because a holiday is one of those things where, like, I don't want to spend a holiday with someone who doesn't want to be with me. Like, a birthday, and you're like, you know what, I just did this for you, this is, like, the last one, fine. But, like, oh, hey, let's go to your family's house on Thanksgiving, and then you break up with me the next week, I'm gonna be way more upset. Like, are you kidding me? Like, my mom's gonna be asking about you now, like, she's gonna think that like something, like she did something wrong, and then my mom's gonna be like, what can I do? I feel so guilty. Like, no, break up all, and it could be the day before Thanksgiving, break up with me then, day before Christmas, I guess. Yeah, I only really celebrate Thanksgiving now that I think about it. Cinco de Mayo, you could definitely break up with me on Cinco de Mayo. St. Patrick's Day, why not? All Saints Day, sure. Halloween, okay. But if you break up with me on Passover, there's gonna be problems. I'm just saying. We're gonna have some issues. That's all I'm saying. Oh, it's so silly. Delaney, do you want to add anything else?
I think, like, we addressed, like, the inappropriate ways of breaking up with people. I would say don't do it publicly, you know? Do it privately. Don't do it publicly. Like, don't be in the middle of a concert. Like, hey, yeah, what? We're breaking up. What? What did you say?
Oh, yeah. That's what I mean when I say, like, go to their home turf. I mean literally, like, go to their home.
Yeah,
that's, don't do it in public. Public is the worst place to have a breakup. Unless, of course, caveat, if you're worried about, like, danger. But if it's just, like, my girlfriend, I want to break up with her because she, I can never think of, like, a really normal reason to break up with people. My go-to is always, like, she stabbed me. I want to break up with my boyfriend because he has no ambition. There we go. Okay. I want to break up with him because he has no ambition, you know, but he's not going to hurt you in any way. Break up with him.
Yeah.
You want to break up with your girlfriend because she's actually going to stab you. Maybe take her to Cheesecake Factory and break up with her there. Or actually, no, just do it outside. Like, do it in a public park. Like, that's probably better.
In front of a police station.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. Oh my God. Yes. It's like, where are we meeting? Oh, you know, the 22nd precinct? Yeah. Inside? Oh, boy. So,
I do remember one thing I do want to say is, I've been guilty of this. I feel like you should make sure you don't break up with someone selfishly. Like, don't pretend like you're not going to break with them. Like, taking them out to eat, you know, setting the mood, being really romantic, because they're not going to feel used. And, like, you were just trying to get one last thing out of them before you ended things.
Oh, yeah, no. Never try to have breakup sex. Like, don't try to have it. You probably will have it, but just, like, don't try to romance them while you're breaking up with them. That's a bad idea.
Yeah, that's horrible.
Yeah, I agree. Delaney, I think that's it. Can you wish everyone a good night?
Of course. Thank you all for listening and your awesome support, and have fun out there.
Oh, I like that. Delaney, that's good. I like it. I hope that everyone's having fun. Thank you all for listening. I hope you're enjoying your half-price candy. I hope it was worth it. I hope you got your sweets, even if you got the sweets for yourself. And I hope you guys find a sweetie for yourself as well. Wink, wink. And I hope nobody breaks up with you anytime soon, obviously. Good luck out there. Bye.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Tao of Indifference podcast. If you liked this episode and want more sex, dating, and relationship advice, subscribe to the Tao of Indifference on iTunes or Stitcher. And check out the blog at taoofindifference.com for more sex, dating, and relationship advice. Thank you for listening, and good luck out there.